Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my home office here in Idaho. Glorious bluebird Rocky Mountain day. And excited to co-host with Lisa Diamond in Florida. I'll go through some announcements really quickly. We got our newsletter from Chris and George on Monday. I hope all of you are looking at your newsletters every Monday. It's great information, and I'm laughing at it because it's the kind of play on words on a song from like the 70s, Reunited, and it feels so good. We have the B-Body and the B-Sit have been cleared as Class 2 medical devices, so it means we're going to be able to get them back into the United States marketplace. We're going to hear on Friday from our CEO, Albert Bosk, on how that is going to roll out. My understanding is, you know, we're going to prioritize the warranty issues first, and then, of course, people that have purchased a Go unit that want to add the B-Body and or B-Sit to that. And then we'll be rolling out some new products featuring both of those items. So pretty exciting stuff. It's something we've been waiting for since February, I think, 11th last year to get the B-Body back. And we do have a Saturday event coming up this Saturday on the 13th at noon Eastern time. It's a Beamer Saturday, and we're going to feature a science presentation by Bettina Torres, and it's a great opportunity to get people introduced to Beamer so they can see it from some of the top professionals in the company, and then we'll do some training later in the day after the product presentation and the science and usage. We'll do some marketing training for distributors. But the first hour, I would really encourage you to get new people on this, prospects, to see Beamer. And we still have the Pacesetter bonus happening this year. And that's huge for new IBDs and people that are running to group leader. There's some really great bonuses for that. The long-awaited custom backpack is now available at beamergear.com. And this is exciting. It's a really great backpack. It's the one that is now being featured with the Go set, and we can buy it separately. And the lease to own program officially launches on the 15th. So something else that we are really excited about. And we have Medical Mondays and Wellness Wednesdays now happening with Dr. Burka starting on February 22nd and 24th. So definitely look into your newsletter for that. And, of course, we've got our product presentations happening every week during the evenings, and we have some academies coming up. And Bettina and Nora Torres and myself are teaching one on February 20th and 21st. There are several accommodating different time zones. That weekend, we have Friday, Saturday academies, we have Saturday, Sunday academies, and we have, of course, different time zones. And I think that is it for now. There is an equine presentation coming up, and if I can find that, maybe Lisa has it in front of her already. No, here it is. Learn about the power of the horse set. This is going to take place on March 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to feature Dr. Joshua Burka and Dr. Olivier Brandenberger, who is a veterinary medical doctor. So this is going to be really great for the equine world. And Anything else that I've forgotten, Lisa, please bring it up, and we get to talk about the 7-day challenge that you laid forth for our audience last week, and I'm really excited to hear about that. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. And David, did you mention what's going to start happening March 1st on Blog Talk?
No, go right ahead. Thank you. I forgot.
Okay. That's okay. So we had all of the Blog Talk hosts get together for a call to just revisit Blog Talk and how we could make it better, increase the audience attendance, and offer maybe some different things. So one of the things that has come out of that meeting is starting on March 1st, which is a Monday, every Monday in that month, we are going to be doing a quick start monthly session to jumpstart your Beamer business. So it's designed for new distributors or distributors who maybe don't have the upline and guidance that they are looking for. Maybe it's a distributor who is just re-engaging in the business, maybe taking some time off and you want to jumpstart your business and get back into it. And so each week, it'll be the same every month. So starting March 1st, we'll go through every Monday. It will be hosted by different Blog Talk hosts each month, but we will follow a syllabus. And, you know, it's going to be things like, you know, creating your compelling story about Beamer. It's going to be, you know, creating your list and how to work that list. Among other things, how to approach a prospect, how to set an appointment and get a demo set up. So if you are looking for some guidance and assistance in those areas and jumpstarting your business, we invite you to start attending on Mondays beginning March 1st. Anything you wanted to add to that, David?
Oh, no, I just think it's great. You know, we have people that are starting their businesses, and we just need to lay out this roadmap that over time has been proven. And, yeah, I have some distributors on my team that are trying to build their own way of doing things, and I have to say that they're not being very successful. And why go build a better screwdriver when we've got one that over 20 years – you know, we've established a really great duplicatable way to go share Beamer, and this is what we're going to be teaching. So I'm super excited that we're going to be doing that.
The syllabus is being compiled by some of the top leaders in the company of things that have worked repeatedly over and over. And it is about duplication. So definitely start joining in on Mondays. Starting on March 1st. And we had such a great response to our last Wednesday, kicking off our first 7-day challenge to everybody. And the challenge was to pick your top 3 favorite customers and reach out to them, touch base with them, see how they're doing, and ask for referrals. So today's show, if we had lots of, I did, I'm sure David did too, emails and text messages after the show, people that were excited about it, that it, you know, it allowed them to, you know, re-engage. And so today we want to hear from everyone who participated, you know, your success. And honestly, even if you didn't get a referral, if you made those 3 phone calls, that's a success. It's 3 phone calls that you made last week or this past week that you didn't make the week before. So don't feel like if you didn't get referrals that you shouldn't hit 1 on your phone and share with us your experience. And I wanted to say, you know, David and I'm going to share mine because I did the challenge as well. And I'm going to ask David to share his. Hopefully he did the challenge as well. And, hit one on the phone and share your experience, because you may have something that you did that's unique that could help someone else. And that's what Blog Talk is all about. It's why it was started. It was to come together as a team, as one, and each other, and share and brainstorm ideas and share in the successes. So I contacted my three favorite clients. Actually, one of them, I actually said, I'm doing a challenge. And I had to pick my three top favorite customers, and you're my first call. And, you know, she laughed, and, you know, so it like broke the ice. Like, you don't, you know, I was just honest about it. And she said, well, actually, I'm glad you called, because I have a friend coming over this week who I'm going to put on my Beamer, and she's having some back issues, and I wasn't sure what to put her on. So I'm glad that you called. So I'm like, that's awesome. I'm willing to come help and do it with you. And she said that would be great. So I went and did the demo with her. And hopefully that will be a sale this week. She also gave me a second referral, and I have reached out to him. I'm doing a demo with him this week. And then my other two customers, I actually got a referral from each one of those. So I ended up with four referrals, two demos, probably going to have a sale, at least one sale this week. And so, David, do you want to share your success with us?
Way to go, Lisa.
Thank you.
No, I'm like how you reached out to the people and just let them know what you were doing. Cause I didn't do it that way. I went back. So, you know, a lot of my favorite customers I've been talking to for so many years now, and they've already given me quite a few referrals. I had to go back to six people, and I do this anyway. I mean, every few months I'm checking in with all my customers on a periodic basis and just saying, hey, how's your Beamer experience going? And talk to them about that in life. And then I say, by the way, anybody in your life that you want to introduce to Beamer. And can you just reach out to them and ask them permission to share their contact information with me and let me send them some stuff? And I talked six people, because two of them couldn't think of anybody, but I did get four referrals, one each from four other individuals. And you know, I've sent them their information, or the information I sent out to everybody. I've heard back from two, and have not heard back from the other individual. And I usually will reach out via text and voicemail. And then lastly, email if I don't hear anything back. So that was my success so far. So now it's just fortune in the follow-up and educating.
Right. So when David, when you reach out by text, do you send them anything, or do you just send them a text message like, you know, so-and-so gave me your name and number, and I wanted to just reach out to you and see if you have some time for me to talk to you about Beamer, or do you actually?
Yeah, that's basically what I say. That's basically what I say before I send them anything. And then, okay. You know, I'm trying to get into a quick conversation with them. You know, what I'm saying to everybody, to my standard line now is, you know, this may not be right for you right now, but you need to know about this. Can I send you some things? I mean, I say that to everybody. And Beamer's right for everybody, but not everybody's right for Beamer right now. But, you know, if we can educate them and create an ambassador that understands what it does, you know, maybe they're going to say something to somebody someday and we're going to change that person's life. So, you know, I'm just saying that all the time. This may not be right for you right now, but you need to know about this. Can I send you some information?
Awesome. Awesome stuff. All right. So, and congratulations on the four referrals.
Thank you.
That you wouldn't necessarily have had you not made those phone calls. So we want, you know, part of this is getting everybody into the habit, one, of asking for referrals, and also, two, keeping the pipeline full, because not everybody makes that decision right off the bat either. And
that's so,
you know,
true,
I think,
Lisa.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things is, and I talked about this a little bit last week, is, you know, with everything that everyone's been through with COVID and lockdowns and, you know, quarantining and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, the fear that's going on out in the world, is also to, you know, re-engage with people and figure out a way to get bodies on beamers. And, you know, whatever it is, in the privacy of their own home, at your home, at their comfort level, because that is what, I mean, for me anyway, makes the difference, is people actually getting on a beamer and having the experience. Not that they're necessarily going to feel anything, but they can see how it operates. And, you know, it may take two or three times or five times or, you know, whatever, but if they're on the device, it's much more likely to get a purchase or a rental than it is if they're not on it at all. So, you know, make sure that you're using Demo as one of your follow-up tools. And David, so we've got somebody in the queue.
Yeah, let me add to that, Lisa. Let me add to that. Yeah, the demos are important, but, you know, what I have found is equally important is, you know, when Lisa says you got to have a lot of people in the pipeline, it's so true. I mean, this applies in any kind of sales business. And, you know, the nurturers have a tough time thinking about this, but Beamer's way easier the more people you introduce it to. And if we know first aid, of course, we'd never withhold it from somebody. So if we believe in Beamer, we need to tell everybody about it. And that's why I always lead with, this may not be right for you right now, but you need to know about this. The more people we talk about it, the more likely we're going to run into people that already are thinking about this kind of stuff. You know, trying to stay out of the healthcare system and concentrating on a good lifestyle and nutrition and making some changes. Maybe they're already looking at blood flow. Maybe they're looking at biohacking. So the more people we talk to, the more likely we're going to talk to people that get it. And then that just makes Beamer way more fun, when you're talking to like-minded people and they're nodding their head as you start and describe what Beamer does. And so I just encourage everybody to increase the amount of shares. And it's going to be a way more fun experience, I think, if you do that. So we do have area code 801-473-801-473. You're live on Blog Talk.
Thank you, David and Lisa. David, I love what you say to people about this might not be right for you right now. And Lisa, I want to thank you, well, both of you, thank both of you for the challenge that you issued last week, because I don't know where my week went. And all of a sudden yesterday, it was Tuesday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Blog Talk's tomorrow. I got to call my customers. I unfortunately only have three customers because most people with the 144 enrollment signed up as distributors, and I need to reach out to them as well. But I did make an effort to reach out to my three customers yesterday, and two of them were a couple that were married when I shared the Beamer with them, and then they got a divorce and couldn't get a hold. Both of their phones had been disconnected, I think, because they don't want to get in touch with each other. Oh, and I tried searching on Facebook, and that didn't work. But I did get a hold of my 97-year-old customer, and he was just so thankful for my call. And he had referred one 93-year-old to me one time during the year, and when I set up an appointment with him, they both have pacemakers, and so when I set up the appointment with him, the man's doctor told him that I didn't use the Beamer, but I just connected with my 97-year-old, and I just asked him, how are things? How's life? Are you healthy? Have you talked with your friend at all? And he's like, you know, I don't call him anymore, because when I call him, he gets upset that I'm still playing golf. And I said, well, tell him he still needs a Beamer. So that was it. I mean, I just, you know, like I said, I'm just thankful for your challenge, and I look forward to another one this week. And if you don't issue another one, I'm going to start reaching out to my less active distributors this week and treat them as customers and just see what I can do to help them. So I just want to say thank you to both of you.
Thanks, Cindy. May we all be so blessed to be golfing when we're 93 or doing something like that. That's so awesome.
Seriously, and he's 97.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. I played about 2 rounds of my golf. Go ahead.
He already has the B body. So, I mean, that's the other thing is in reaching out to our customers, you know, we can tell them about the great news this week.
That's right. Thanks for calling in, Cindy. Area code 831-760, 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from California.
And good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for the suggestion to do that, asking for a referral again. I do it, and I kind of always ask the same people because I only have a few customers. And I thought, you know what, I just add my friends, everybody who knows me and knows how much I love Beamer. And I didn't get any referrals from my cast, 3 referrals from my friends. So one is sending me her daughters, and 2 of my other friends, they send me friends of theirs. So that was a step that I usually don't do. So yeah, it just made me do something that I didn't do before with the
That is wonderful.
Challenge. Yeah.
We're super proud of you.
Oh, it goes, I don't,
Lisa.
Yeah, that, congratulations, because that's a great idea for other people that are on the call that maybe don't have that many customers, is, you don't have to go to your friends and sell them on Beamer. Your friends want to help you. They want to see you successful. And it's okay to say to a friend, hey, you know how crazy I am about Beamer, and I'm doing this challenge. And, you know, do you have any friends or family that I may be able to help and share Beamer with? So congratulations. That's awesome. It's 3 referrals that you didn't have last week. And and it gives you, it starts to give you momentum. And then it makes you less afraid to pick up the phone and make the next phone call. So congratulations. I think that's awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, David.
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
Now, I just wanted to say if anybody else on the call, and there are lots of people on the call today, there were lots of people excited about this challenge. So, you know, call in again, even if you didn't get a referral, just your experience of making the phone call would be awesome.
Yes. And with that
said, the lines lit up. So here we go.
Yes. Area code 714-423. 714-423. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Dave and Lisa. This is Kathy Klein from Portland, Oregon. And I realized after listening to you last week that I had allowed myself to be handcuffed by COVID. And that there were things that I could do that I wasn't doing. And so I accepted the challenge and as a result was able to do 1 demo. And I have one of my customers is reaching out to 4 of her friends, her walking group, and approaching them about Beamer. So I don't have them in the funnel yet, but she's one of my special customers who really tries to help me with Beamer. And one of my other friends who I called approached her vet and I sent him information. And another customer is reaching out to two of his clients. And I reached out to a nurse that I had managed years ago that I hadn't spoken to in a long time, and she asked for information. So I felt that really the challenge gave me courage, and it also made me focus on what my barrier was, which was a big part of it was me. So I want to thank you for last week.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that, because you're not alone there. I can promise you that. You know, our routines and our behaviors become habits, and, you know, everybody went through, you know, some aspect of COVID last year and even still continuing into this year. But I applaud you and congratulations. And I just want to ask you, like, didn't it feel good to be sharing Beamer again and talking about it? And, you know, like, how did that feel for you?
It felt freeing, and it felt empowering. It just felt good. You know, that's the best way to say it. But I think empowering is probably the best word. And one of the calls that I kind of hesitated to make, I just said, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. And I did it. And after I did it, I felt like, oh my gosh, that went so much better than I thought it was going to go. And whether it culminates in something or not isn't the important thing. The important thing is I made the call, you know. The one challenge that I had was with one of the referrals, which is he's a veterinarian. He is really wanting clinical, peer-reviewed studies, and PubMed and Google Scholar have not satisfied the gentleman.
This is perfect. This is perfect. Sometimes you just can't plan these calls like this. So the best thing to do with follow-up for him is to invite him to the March 11th call with Dr. Burka and Dr. Olivier. I don't have his name right in front of me, but the veterinarian. Yes, thank you. Invite him to that call and let him know it's another veterinarian and it's our medical director, and they're going to be talking about things that, you know, may not be necessarily on PubMed just yet. So that would be a great follow-up tool for him.
Great idea, Lisa. Thank you so much. And thank you both for all you do.
You are welcome. And keep going. Like, make this challenge keep going for you for the rest of the month, because something will happen. When there's momentum, things just start to happen. Out of the blue, things are going to happen for you. And I'm very excited for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You see what you did, Lisa? This is so fun.
I know. I love it. I love it.
Yes. Area code 713-569. 713-569, live on Blog Talk.
Hello, David and Lisa. So this is Sandra in Houston, and I've decided to be honest and accountable and say, and be public and say, I said I was going to do the challenge, and I don't know what happened at the time, but I did not get to do the challenge, so I'm going to pay it forward and do the challenge. And I'm guessing there's other people on the call that were in the same boat, so that's why I said, okay, get on here and be honest. I did have appointments. I had other things that were going on that, you know, took up my time, but so I didn't, that were Beamer, you know, horse show, things like that, but I just did not get to do this little challenge.
Okay, and that is okay. It's going to lead me into two things to coach you with. Is one, get on Beamer Saturday, this Saturday, among one of the trainings that are happening for distributors in the second part of the Beamer Saturday. Casey Conrad and I are doing a program called Mapping Your Month Day by Day. And we're going to be teaching some tools on, there's always enough time in the day. It's just what are we focused on. So,
Guess what? I did not put it on my calendar. You know,
right,
things don't work if you don't put them on your calendar. So that's
correct.
What I did. Yeah.
Correct. And then
that's a fact.
And then the other thing that before you get off of this blog talk call, write down the three customers that you're going to call, like right now. So you don't have to tell me who they are, but write them down on a piece of paper, and those are your three calls. And then go from there. But you will have success.
I know. And I will be on the call on Saturday. I always am. I can't wait. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And the accountability is part of this challenge. And something that may happen for some people is they realize they need not necessarily a challenge, but an accountability tool of some sort. Whether that's another person, it could be a person in your upline. You know, David shares all the time about how he does his success tracker and turns it in every week because, you know, not that anybody's going to call him and go, really, David, that's all you did? It's just that he knows that he's not sending in a blank sheet, even if he does it on the last day, whatever. The accountability really helps a lot of people. So, you know, you may want to think about that. You may need, you know, that, and this challenge was about that, was, you know, also the accountability aspect, because people stood up and said, I'm going to do it. People emailed us, people texted us, and, you know, just like you said, I'm being accountable and I didn't do it. So thank you for sharing that and bringing that up. Appreciate it.
Okay. I'll hear you on Saturday.
Awesome.
Thanks, Sandra.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, and if anybody wants my accountability tracker, I mean, we used this a couple of years ago for a fast track, and I made a commitment to myself. It's just a one-page document. I print it out and just handwrite it, way easier than trying to do it via Excel. And I pledged to myself to send this in to either George or Bettina, and I've done that like 110 Mondays or 108 Mondays in a row now. And it just goes through the things that help keep you on track. And, you know, are you making appointments? Are you approaching people? Are you doing three-way calls? Are you doing follow-ups? Are you registering new distributors for academies, things like that? And you can email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com if you want a copy of this. And find somebody that you're working with in your upline or downline and, you know, become accountability partners with each other. I find I have to do this or I'll end up playing too much because I like to play. And area code 386-238, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda in Daytona Beach, and thank you for the challenge. All week long I had you on my mind to make these calls, and I did get my three calls in, and they're productive, and possibly two sales out of it. So,
that's wonderful.
Challenge us again. And
that is awesome. Congratulations, and keep us posted on that because – you know, just it's whatever Wednesday. So next Wednesday, if you've had those two sales go through, just like push one and just say, hey, those two sales went through. Because it's inspiring for everybody that's on the call. That it sounds simple, but, you know, like one of the other callers said, you know, some of us have a block or a barrier to making those phone calls and asking for the business. So super excited for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And don't stop with just those three that you made this past week. Like, put down three more and keep going and keep filling that pipeline.
Well, throw that challenge again out to everybody, because I think just having that on our mind encourages us to make those calls. And I really appreciate y'all for this Wednesday call. This is very important to all of us, and we need the motivation.
Thank you
so much.
That's why we're here.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, and, you know, if you don't put the goal down on your calendar, like I forgot to do, then life gets in the way, and suddenly I find myself on late Sunday not having made any calls, going, oh, my gosh, Wednesday's coming right up. I've got to get these done, and I should have been, you know, had it on my calendar last week and have done it, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday instead of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Area code 850-291, 850-291, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kara, and want to agree with everybody. Thank you so much for these calls. Really get a lot out of them.
Hi.
Hi. So my question was, I've been tied up the last couple of weeks and haven't been on the call, so I'm just, like, getting back on, and so this is great motivation to hear about the challenge. But like a caller a couple calls ago that she was talking about dealing with doctors who are wanting white papers regarding from their peers, kind of a thing. So you'd mentioned this call with Dr. Burka. Can you explain a little bit more about that? Because, yeah, that's what I'm running into as well with some medical sales rep and CEO of a rehab hospital and that type of a thing. That's the feedback I'm getting. They want actual white papers from peers.
Okay. So the call that I was referencing to the caller previously is she was dealing with a veterinarian, and there is a call coming up on March 11th with Dr. Burka and Dr. Brandon Berger, and who is a veterinarian. So that call is coming up. But, you know, one of the things that Dr. Burka does for other physicians, he'll only do it doctor to doctor, but there is a medical file that he sends out, and you would just have to reach out through email. I will give everyone that email because I know that's going to be the next question. It's the medical usage email. Hold on. All right. So usage-support at beamer.services. That's usage-support at beamer.services. And
okay,
you can request that a doctor packet be sent to and give the doctor's name, number, email, physical address. And you'll get a they go out within 24 to 48 hours of receiving those.
Okay. Nope, that would be fantastic. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Kara. Area code 910-528, 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there.
There she is.
Yes, it's Jane from Lexington, Kentucky. Back in service of Beamer, and so excited to get that email about the Beamer Pro. I've got three things, and I'm going to try to be brief because I know you've got lots of callers because you guys are so good, David and Lisa. Thank you. One, back office, Dr. Burka, the medical usage email, it addresses a lot of the questions that some of us are having, including myself, about any kind of medical devices implanted in the body. And the letter, and you all might have read it, his notification, Dr. Burka's, is with this new Well, anyway, our client will have to get the okay from the doctor for anybody with a electrical type of device. Like I have a client with a voice box. We'll have to get an okay from the doctor. If I'm incorrect, correct me later. That's my first little thing. My second one about accountability, you know, we're all so different, and some, like me, are in the creative area and kind of academic also, so I like writing everything down. And I do use the calendar, so every Monday I have a list of people I want to call or email or do, and I journal. But here's what's really helping me to be accountable. It's kind of a self-witnessing that you have to learn. So let's say I take a day where I don't send out an email, I don't make a call, I don't follow up with anyone, and I really register how I feel about that. I think, I'm not feeling so great today. Why is that? Well, I didn't do anything. I didn't make a step forward. So it's just an idea for someone to really think about how it makes you feel when you are accountable. It's really fun and exciting. And when you're not, you don't feel as good. So not only are you offering and sharing and gifting a fabulous device, you're making yourself feel better by doing that at the same time. To the celebrators,
right.
Except, okay? What'd
Thanks,
you say,
Jane,
David?
For calling in. We appreciate it. And that's okay, Jane. And in answer to the beginning of your comments, when it comes to electrical devices, remember the absolute contraindications are electrical medical devices that deliver medicine. So that's an absolute contraindication. Someone who has any kind of electronic medical device that delivers any kind of medication, that's an absolute contraindication. They are not to Beamer. All the other electrical devices that are implants, like pacemakers, defibrillators, maybe the voice box that you mentioned, those are relative contraindications, and those are the things that just need to be ran by the physician first. So there is a distinction there. And at this point, if you want to hit one on your phone, we have time for one more comment. Go ahead and hit one on your phone. And if not, we're going to wrap this up so we can get on to sharing Beamer on this beautiful Wednesday. Lisa, anything you want to add?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to keep this challenge going for yourself. We're going to try to do a challenge a month, and we'll have another one in March, but this should really just be an ongoing thing for you. And if, you know, three people, and, you know, start building up that pipeline, getting people on Beamers. And then I just want to share next week, we are going to talk about creative ways to use the marketing tools. So there's the standard way to use them, that's the way they were designed to, but there are some creative ways that you can use those tools. So we're going to go through a handful of the tools and give you some other ideas and options and something else to think about in ways to use those to communicate with your prospects and your customers and even share with your distributors who may not be getting on Blog Talk calls. And David, that is all I have for today. I'm super excited for everybody that participated. Thank you for sharing your successes with us. It motivates me to go out and make 3 more calls to customers. So thank you, everybody. David, back to you.
Lisa, thanks for putting this together. And it's great co-hosting with you. And everybody, make it a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.